Dreamscape presents Witch of the Federation 5 by Michael Anderley, narrated by Jesse Valinsky. Chapter 1. A starship's sleek shadow hung against a night sky. The shuttle that moved toward it was merely another dot of silver in a sea of stars. The men inside it sat silently and continued to study one another carefully across the empty space between them. The craft was spartanly equipped and built for speed. Large metallic crates occupied the center of the aisle. The passengers had watched as their equipment and gear were stowed in them on the tarmac to which they'd been ferried by private car. Talking had been discouraged.
"Introductions can be made once we're ex-atmospheric."
That curt reprimand had been given immediately when the first of them had opened his mouth to say hello. They'd taken the hint and gone silent, but it hadn't stopped them trying to get the measure of each other by sight alone. Takeoff had been smooth and fast, and not one of them believed they'd reached the minimum limit when the shuttle had twisted into the space between. Now that it had emerged and the view screen in front had gone live, they looked at each other, and all of them clearly wondered who'd be the first to speak.
"So,"
said the man who'd wanted to introduce himself on the tarmac,
"I'm Ferdinand, and the first of you to make some bullshit crack about any kind of bovine has to buy the rest of us a drink of our choice when we get on board."
That drew a few smiles from the men and women old enough to have kids and puzzled looks from those too young. Except for one. Harper laughed.
"Sorry,"
he chortled.
"I have nieces. They love that old classic."
Ferdinand smiled in response.
"What's your name and specialty, son?"
The younger man smiled and blushed.
"Electrical engineering and a little weapons tech. You?"
He wagged his finger.
Name. "Do you promise not to laugh?"
"Nope,"
he responded and grinned. The youngster rolled his eyes.
"Fair enough. Harper,"